Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the fear of the Lord was recorded at our 2011 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I mean, we've been through a lot of hard stuff. I was sitting around with a group of preachers one time, and we were telling stories, and they were talking about committing adultery and going out and getting drunk and the things that they did before they got saved and what they put their wives through. And then it was my turn, and I was talking about I've never done any of those things, but that, you know, Jamie was 8 months pregnant. We went 2 weeks without food, forced fast, the things that we've been through, been kidnapped, threatened to be killed. We've had things happen, and they looked at me and they said, "My God," says, "you put your wife through worse things than I ever did." Something else. So anyway, you know, it's a wife is from the Lord, and if you fear the Lord, God won't withhold anything. That means your mate. That means if you need money, if you need wisdom, whatever it is that you need, really, there's only one thing needful, and that is that you just seek God with your whole heart. You put Him first. You fear God with your whole heart, and God will make things work out in your life. But on the other hand, you do things your own way, and you be a self-centered person, and then you try and do it all and just use God to fill in the gaps. And only when you reach the end of yourself and if it's something you can't do, and you're just going to live from one crisis to the next. And that's the way that most people live. Man, these are powerful scriptures here about the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. You can teach the fear of the Lord. This is not something that you just have in your genes. It either just happens or doesn't happen. It's not something that you have somebody wave their hand over you and you all of a sudden get the fear of the Lord. You have to learn this, and this is what the Word of God is all about. Again, I don't have this list of all of these scriptures with me, but I have about two pages of scriptures that is nothing but different scriptures that talk about get into the Word, listen to the Word, it'll teach you the fear of the Lord, etc., etc., etc. The Word of God is how He instills His fear, His reverence, His trust, the reliance upon Him. The Word of God will change you. I've got a book entitled Effortless Change, that this is the whole point of the thing, that you just change effortlessly. If you stick your nose in the Word of God will change you. It will teach you the fear of the Lord. It says, "Hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord." In verse 12, "What man is he that desireth life?" Here he is teaching you the fear of the Lord. Here's some of the principles of the fear of the Lord. Do you want life? Do you want long life? And if do you love many days? How do you get that? Well, according to the current wisdom of the world, you have to exercise, you have to eat right, you have to get away from fatty foods, you have to do this and this and this, and do all of this weirdness and spend a lot of extra money and do all of these things. This says, here's what the Word of God says, if you want long life and many days, says, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. You know, I believe that you do need to exercise and you do need to eat right, but I believe that's a portion, only a portion. Maybe 20-30% of your health has to do with diet and exercise. Your words are more important than what you eat. Jesus said, it's not what enters into your belly that defiles you, it's what comes out of your belly that defiles you. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Your words are what is more important than your diet. And there are many people that just start speaking about, oh, I'm getting old, you know what, I'm going to just start being like this, and you start speaking and confessing all of these things. Man, this is the fear of the Lord. This is what the Word of God says. I know that this isn't what our society says today, but that's the reason that so many people are experiencing these problems, because they aren't going by the Word of God. We let the world dominate us and the world's opinions dominate us more than the Word of God does. This is what the Word says. If you want long life and length of days, Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Guile is talking about hypocrisy or a lie is what it's talking about. Psalms chapter 15, verse 4 says, a godly man will swear to his own hurt and not change. Boy, that's a powerful, powerful statement. You know, most people today, they'll say something, and then if it works out that what you said isn't to your advantage, if somebody takes advantage of you, most people just, well, change that. If it's not written and signed with carbon copies or whatever, most people, it doesn't matter. Even if you have something in writing, if you have a good lawyer nowadays, most people will go ahead and wiggle out of it. But a godly person will say something and you'll stick to it, whether it's to your advantage or not. In other words, this is talking about that you can't lie. You can't misrepresent things. You need to be honest. You need to get to where if you tell somebody you'll do something, you'll do it. And there's many people say, well, oh, I'd do that. Well, you tell somebody you're going to be at their house at 7 o'clock and if you're lucky if you get there at 7:15. Somebody said, well, you don't know the traffic here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Well, you know what? The traffic doesn't, it's not like it gets good and then bad. It's bad all the time. And so if it's supposed to take you 30 minutes, but you suspect it might take 45 minutes, then you ought to just plan on an hour and get there early and sit outside and be ready so that if somebody tells you to come at 7 o'clock, you're there at 7. You keep your word. You know, when I pastored a church, this is one of the reasons I didn't ever have a big church. But when I pastored a church, I taught people, I said, you need to be men of your word. If God says something, He'll do it. If God told you He'd do something, He'll do it. God never, never, never breaks His word. And so if we say that church starts at 7, you should be here at 7, not at 7:30 or something like that. You need to keep your word and do it. And I taught people that. And so if they came in late and they'd come in, I'd say, come on in. You're ungodly, but we love you. Because ungodly means not like God. God, if He says He'll be someplace at a certain time, He does it. Anyway, we never had very many people come to church, but the ones that came got their own time, amen. And you could count on people keeping their word. But you know, it's a small thing in a way, but this is part of integrity. This is part of the fear of God. If you tell somebody you're going to do something, you ought to do it. If you say you're going to do something, people ought to be able to take that to the bank. They ought to be able to count on it. A godly man is a man that will watch his words and there won't be guile, hypocrisy, lies coming out of it. If you are a person who exaggerates, if you take a word and make a paragraph out of it, you know what? You don't have a fear of God. If you lie, you know what you're doing? You're manipulating people. You're feeding them false information to make yourself look better, to gain some advantage. And it really, if you keep peeling back the layers, you know what lies come down to? That you don't trust God. You don't believe that God is enough to promote you. You've got to somehow or another misrepresent, twist, manipulate something to make it look better. You cannot just stand on truth and let it be its thing. You've got to sit there and somehow or another make yourself look better, project yourself better, somehow or another manipulate the situation. It comes down to unbelief and the fact that you aren't trusting God. You aren't honoring God. That's what it really boils down to. That's what lies are all about. If you're a person who just constantly exaggerates, will not tell the truth. And you know, lying is more than just telling something that is untrue. Lying is sometimes withholding information. The scripture doesn't say you shall not lie. It says you shall not bear false witness. There's a difference. You know, you could sit there and say something. Politicians do this constantly. Politicians will quote some statistic and tell you something, but they aren't giving you the whole picture. They aren't telling you how they got that. They aren't telling you that when they do these polls, they poll people in New York and California, New York City, in Los Angeles, which isn't America. Thank you. God bless you. I kind of have that reaction myself sometimes. But you know what? That's not America. But they poll these places and say, this is the way that America thinks. And that's not the way that America thinks. And they will use these polls to manipulate and say things. And you know what? It may not be a lie, but it is false witness. It is not presenting the truth. You can sit there and manipulate facts. There was a preacher in Colorado Springs. We were just talking about this. And he used to tell people that he took the exact same salary. This is a pastor of a big church, mega church, 12,000 people. That he took the exact same salary as the secretary, as the janitor, as the person that parked cars. Everybody had exactly the same salary, that there was nobody who was ahead of another person in the church. And you know what? That was true in one sense. That there was a base salary that was the same. But what he missed telling them was that he got two cars given to him. He had a housing allowance. He had bonuses. He had performance things. He had this and that. And he got 10 times as much as some of the other people who had the same base salary. But yet he took a fact and presented it and gave a false representation and left a false impression with people. And it was wrong. That's bearing false witness. That's not integrity. That is not fearing God. That is misrepresenting things and presenting things in a way that isn't accurate. You know what? That's not the fear of God. The fear of God is a person who will swear to his own hurt and not change. He will say something, and when he says something, it's the truth. You don't ever have to wonder what that person believes. That's integrity. So it says here in verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. This is the fear of the Lord. He's teaching the fear of the Lord.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the fear of the Lord. This five-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1074 for CD or R3217D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK176 titled No Want or Lack when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to ask you to pray about helping us as a partner. We've advertised partnership before, but specifically we are in the process of building a campus to accommodate at least 3,000 people at our main facility in the Colorado Springs area. We're now in the process of building these buildings, and it's going to be quite a task. I mean, it's expensive, but we are going to be training people. You know, sometimes your work that you're able to do is dependent upon the tools that you have, and we need this tool of this facility to be able to train these people. So if you'd like to join with us, you can call 719-635-1111 and become a foundation partner today.